Meek Mill gets into an altercation with his arch nemesis, the Joker.
I didn't.
Good, welcome back to the music room. I'm MJ.
I'm Geneva.
And we've got some more music, some more news, some more
bit of banter, spice for your life, you know what I mean?
Let's go. Conversation. Alright, cool. So I'm gonna get into it. Gonna start talking about my music, my favourite music that's come out this week.
Your little top pick section.
Alright, cool. So my favourite track of the week is Jack James with No Drama.
Okay, cool.
So that's like an R&B. Jamie Jack's like an R&B artist. He's dope, he's cold. He released visuals with it as well, so go and check that out.
Check it out.
My favourite international release of the week is Pink Sweats. He released an album called Pink Planet.
I haven't heard that yet, actually. I'm not gonna
lie. It's called... I might be late on Pink Sweat. Like, I found out about him through Mahalia.
Oh!
Yeah, he jumped on the remix to BRB. But yeah, it's cold, man. I was listening to today. There's one song in it called Heaven. Oh, beautiful.
Takes me to a new dimension.
My UK R&B pick of the week is Ashley Banks with Angel.
Jeez.
Yeah, this one got sent to me and I was like, whoa, yeah, this is going on the music room. She's like a new R&B soul singer. I believe she's got a name.
Jeez.
But she's like UK, so she's got like... I don't know, she just got soul to her, you know?
Hey,
yeah, so go and check
that
out.
Got a bit of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And my album of the week is Lucky Day with Table for Two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Obviously, we spoke about that last week.
Yes, indeed, we did.
Yeah.
And it's Flames.
It's Flames.
Oh, yeah. My days.
His song with Yabba, I forgot to tell, but the song with Yabba, like, she just...
And it was amazing, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my days.
Just goosebumps everywhere,
literally,
but yeah, man.
Chicken skin, baby.
And do you know what? There were so many legends for this week, yeah.
But hard to pick.
It's hard to pick. There was like Maya. There was Bobby V.
Oh yeah, there were so many legends for this week.
But I decided that it's gonna be Donnell Jones because he brought out a new album called 100% Free.
Say no more. Yeah. I gotta run that still.
He's still like the same old like R&B. Romantic guy,
yeah, it's good. I like that. We need that back in the scene. Like,
that's it.
Lucky Day's kind of like he's giving me the hope.
Do you know what I just clocked? Today was a predominantly male R&B list.
We're sausage fest.
Yeah, sausage fest. Yeah. Big up the mandem.
Yeah, do your thing.
Do you know what? Actually, maybe I'll do a topic on this later on. But I feel like the men in UK R&B. Actually, maybe they are, because you've got Western, you've got Shaka, but I feel like there's not a lot of guys doing UK R&B, so we never get a chance, I'm going to big them up as well.
Yeah. The Black Kings doing things.
Doing that.
I know what I want to, you know. So, if you got flavour.
What music's coming out? Do you know, to go off my legend point, yeah, because this was going to be a legend as well, yeah, but obviously we're waiting for Drake to drop his album, Certified.
Oh,
Homeboy.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, his dad.
His dad,
didn't. Did you listen to it? Have you heard it?
Not for
you, man. So
bro,
cute.
Jake dad's a G, man. Yeah. He's a straight. He just looks like some mad pimp. some old GTA game, bro. I swear down, that guy's a character.
I read it.
No, you have to. Still.
Yeah,
that's real business, though. He knows how to promote because. Yeah. Your dad got things put out just so you can speak about it before it comes
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
It's gone bang.
And I was like, Dad, put that shit out so people can talk about me.
That's the algorithm, I swear down.
No, it's called. Do you listen to Earth Gang?
Yeah.
They're dropping an album soon. I think it's called Ghetto Gods or something.
They always got the mad one. Yeah, because what's the. I don't know if it's their last one, but it might be the one before. Spilligion.
Spilligion.
It's like the religion and their guards now.
Yeah.
You know, I like these guys, they're cold.
Yeah, they're very earthy.
Do you know who I found them up from? You know, Colours. I swear I always talk about Colours, but Colours, they uploaded and they done a song. I think it's called Up or Still Up. And that live, I said, who are these man? And ever since, I've just been obsessed. Then I saw them, you know, Dreamville, with J. Cole's label, and they were on that like, featuring loads of those singles. Big Up Jordan as well, brought me onto them, and they're just cold with it. J.I.D., all them man there, Ari Lennox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Dreamville, yeah. Yeah, they had a compilation album that they brought out.
Did you see the Deluxe the version? YouTube documentary about the actual making of it?
Is it?
Bro, hit that up. It's sick. Oh, it's so dope. Inspiring as well. It's like they made it in like 5 days.
What, every the album? Artist
came, yeah, every bare artist came in. There was like, I think like J. Cole rented out like some massive studio place with like bare different mini studios inside, innit? So every producer had their room and artists were just everywhere, like writing.
Because you know what, I'm not gonna lie, that's what it sounds holding. Like, you know?
Bro, it was it sick. You can just hear like the energy, everyone's vibing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Bro, watch it, check it out. That's if you haven't seen it, check it out, music. Check it out. It's banging. Dream chasing.
I know about I knew about Earth Gang from time ago, but I love their song with Tiana Major 9, the collide song.
Oh yeah,
Queen and Slim. Yeah, you know I can't watch that film anymore.
I'm on the ground.
Have you watched it, Queen and Slim? I can't. I've watched it once. I can't watch it again. My heart will break.
No, seriously, in the cinema I watched that as well. Mm-hmm. All of us sit there crying.
Yeah. What? You watched it in the cinema?
What? No. Yeah, bro. Emotional.
Had to pause it a couple times. Like,
that's actually deep, you know. That movie is sick. No, yeah. That is a banging movie. Big old Daniel Kaluuya, isn't it?
Yeah.
From the end as well. My
word. And what's the woman in it? She's playing Anne Boleyn. What's her name? Oh, forgive me because I can't remember her name off my heart. But she's playing Anne Boleyn, and everyone's like, Anne Boleyn can't be black.
Oh, wrong.
Yeah.
Is that the same actor?
Yeah, it's the same
woman.
Oh,
sick.
Jodie. Oh, God.
Is she English as well?
I don't know.
We should do some. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Research that. That was a spontaneous conversation. Yeah. I didn't do. But yeah. D12's Bizarre teases Badman collaboration with Giggs.
Yo.
Giggs just got states there, didn't it?
I love Giggs. I love Giggs. But Giggs, since I was what 9, 10, I've been listening to Giggs, bro. He gasses me every time. Yeah. Giggs can't do nothing wrong to me, I swear down.
He's just not involved.
He does what he likes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he does what he likes. He's just not involved. I like the fact that he's working with like a lot of American artists as well. Because he's still maintaining his vibe. Like,
yeah, he said, always. Okay, but he even said he makes music for him.
Yeah.
So if he enjoys it and he's having a vibe, like I like say, he always has himself talking on the tracks, laughing on the tracks, because it's just for him. If he has a vibe. And it's gonna gas you anyway because that's just him, innit?
Maybe that's why we relate to it. Maybe that's why we like it.
I do. Genuine guy. Seems like it anyway.
Tory Lanez previews Chris Brown collaboration. Feels.
He must be in his feels now because I seen his hairline going some places. Maybe he's doing some acting and hopefully it's for a role.
No, that can't be for a role.
No, you
don't know.
I don't know
if there's too many hat wearing.
A crackhead.
Because that's what he looks like.
But that's pretty... I thought he was bald anyway. I swear I've seen him... Oh, he's got short hair, innit? Well, I don't know he could actually grow it out.
Oh, yeah, maybe he hasn't been cutting his hair because of
lockdown.
Yeah. That's Pete, though. He shouldn't have took his hat off. He should have known. He would have known that he was going to go viral. That's just promo. He did that with
purpose. Maybe he got something coming. That's what I'm saying. It could be for a role coming up. Like, because people don't just do that.
That's like somebody's dad, granddad, in fact. Like, come on.
Phil's coming up with, was it Phil's? Yeah. The new thing coming up with Chris Brown.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Was it a project or just a track?
I think it's a track.
Okay,
it's a new song, that's bringing it out. I think it's coming out this week, I'm not sure, but yeah. Finally, DMX teams up with Bono. For a new track on upcoming album. You don't know Bono is a member of U2.
The man that dropped the album onto everyone's phone. You know the Apple Music, they dropped it onto everyone's phone. And no one wanted it.
Okay,
so they just downloaded it. They just sent it. Everyone's like, who the hell are these? Obviously, if you're not musically educated, they were like, who the hell are these? Well, obviously, I know U2, but that's a weird mix anyway. Bro.
Yeah,
DMX and Bono. I mean, I'm excited to hear that because they had a mad feature on Damn as well, innit? You know Kendrick's album.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say because I remember thinking I've heard Bono on like other urban songs before.
Yeah.
Urban. Why did I use that word? Gosh. Oh, God.
Well, that's good for DMX, though.
That's a good move.
Opportunity, bring him back.
Where has he been, actually?
Listen, DMX is on a path, like, remember, like, in his verses, like, he prayed, like, he's on this whole...
He's flourished.
He's not drinking, he's not smoking, he's on like on a better path.
Because
you know, like,
DMX, he's cleaning up his act.
Do you know what I'm saying? He came from a history of like drug drug abuse or whatever.
Yeah, he was on, he's smoking crack, bro. That's why he's like,
I didn't want to
die. Calm down. What the hell? Like, shit. What's he even mood?
Yep. He's laughing now.
That's crap. No, pick up your thing.
Yeah.
Big it up, man.
But Beauty, weren't they the people behind like Live Aid?
Yeah.
So, no, you know, they're always trying to do stuff, their part for the planet. So it'll be interesting.
Sorry, it's the crack.
It's the crack.
Just a smidge.
Oh, man. God bless. I'm not going to say God D-A-M anymore. I'm gonna, every time I feel to say it, I'm going to say God bless. So I'm blessing my team instead of damn
blessing
it.
Blessing your team. We level up. We don't go down.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect it.
That's how we move. Cool. So D'Angelo gets ready to drop a new album. And also, he's taking part in a versus battle. And guess what? Yeah. And we don't know who he's versing. It's just I'm Friends. So he could be bringing anybody. He could be bringing Angie Stone, Erykah Badu, anybody.
Oh, God, America, please.
When is it?
27th of February.
I was gassed enough for you to even say the album. What?
Yeah, so he's and his friends. They're keeping it a secret. I don't know when they're gonna reveal it. It's just D'Angelo and Friends.
Music Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, don't shout me that day.
Bring music.
I think he's gonna bring them all out. You know.
Bring everyone.
All of. Because I think Neo Soul Legends on their own might not get the same ratings as some of these commercialized.
If they bring everyone together,
but in one versus, it will do a mazza. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Swiss Beats, Timbaland. This is what we've been waiting for. Legit.
That, you guys feel like that is today's news is very, very positive. Very good stuff.
Very good stuff.
I like it.
So we're getting a versus battle from D'Angelo. I wonder if he's going to do the Untitled thing, like...
One more thing as well.
About the verses as well. You know how everyone's doing their verses in their house or...
Yeah. Social distance.
Guess where this versus is taking place? The Apollo Theatre in Harlem.
Oh my days. Iconic.
Legendary. So you just know that it's going to be an epic versus in a legendary venue with legendary friends.
I'm glad he's back, man, because he was going through some madnesses, bro. Yes, D'Angelo. I mean, guys.
His last album...
That is sick. I'm gassed.
His last album dropped in 2014.
Yeah, it is.
So be up, D'Angelo. Looking forward to seeing that. Yeah, that's exciting. Do you want a moment to calm down?
Who's that? And I'm back.
Ari Lennox and J. Cole Shea Butter Baby goes platinum.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I think that it's her first platinum now. Yeah, it's been going up and up.
Big up my friend Connor, actually, because he is English, but he loves J. Cole. He's obviously, he was banging out the song, and he's like, yeah, I love this song, but like, what does it mean? And I'm like, you know, we grease ourselves up, we look in our shiny, but we on the pillow, so we gonna stay in the pillow. And he's like, I just been vibing to it, thinking, what's she talking about?
That's quite nice,
you know?
Yeah, it's
so innocent.
It's kind of like secret code.
Educate your friend, do you know what I mean?
No, it's for us.
Okay, maybe don't.
I'm joking. I love explaining black stuff to white people. It's like, have a seat, let me explain it to you.
Watching black comedy and then it's like, why is that funny? You're like, what happened? What?
That went, but I don't even get it. God. Why didn't he just tell his mom to shut up?
This is 5 reasons why that was a bad idea.
Okay, cool. So Lauryn Hill is the first female rapper with a diamond album, thanks to the miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
She just keeps on queening.
Yeah,
like
leveling and leveling,
bro. The first as well.
Yeah,
changing history out here.
It's just weird because that one album, it's just like that one album has just solidified her place
literally
in music forever.
It's insane. And even how we were discussing on the other episode, how she really and truly wanted to make more, but obviously she had different hurdles, different obstacles, all the madness that happened in between. But this in itself is just such a madness that it doesn't it doesn't matter, but it's amazing anyway, bro. Who can you name that has done what she's done?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Off of one album. It's crazy. Diamond, you know.
Diamond.
That means 10 times certified album. Like, God damn.
Levels.
Okay, so levels. That meaning that Hill's debut album has officially sold 10 million or more copies. Hey.
That's amazing, man. That means people are still purchasing to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, 2021.
But you know, when I read that, I did go and stream it again because I was like, yo, that's dope.
That's dope.
But you know, I read somewhere as well, like, you know, Cardi B's Up, yeah, has put her in the same, what website? Hip Hop DX, yeah? Cardi B's Up puts her in the same Billboard conversation as Lauryn Hill. Cardi B's new single Up has officially made its Billboard 100 debut, arriving at number 2. The position makes for the highest charting debut for a solo woman in rap since Lauryn Hill's Doo Wop. What does that say about
times is changing? That's all I'm
gonna
say.
Lauryn Hill, what did that she spoke for, yeah, and Cardi B. And no, I'm not damning Cardi B because I'm a firm believer of there's a time and a place for every kind of music.
That's what I'm saying. There's a time and a place that.
But you know,
certain
since
names
then,
shouldn't be put in the same sentence.
Yeah,
to be honest.
But there you go.
It's wild.
So now before we could say yeah, but Lauryn Hill was chatting shit. That's why she made it. Wasn't chatting shit. That's why she made it. Now we can't say that. Now you can just be saying anything you want. It's crazy.
Which melody then has the most powerful message?
Well, you can that's arguable because some people nowadays will say what Cardi B saying, you know, is relevant to how people move now. Especially
I can understand that it's relevant to how people move now, but it's just is it good? Like, is it right?
Does it help?
Is it empowering you? Yeah, maybe you want to bust it open and do something right. But when you look back on that, are you not gonna cringe?
Think about Lauryn Hill's that hit song.
You know you better watch out.
The message, bro. Yeah. Deep in the lyrics. When you're little, then again. That's when you're older, really, and then again.
Yeah.
Bro, that's messages.
She said, yeah. Look, these rappers are saying, oh, what? Lauryn Hill saying, look, get yourself, just be careful, don't let people use you, don't sell yourself cheaply.
I don't even want to have to be rude because then that means I'm bringing another a queen now, you know what I'm trying to say, but that's some fucked up shit,
yeah,
you ask me.
But I said that was weird to me when
that's
I read that. I was
man,
like, what?
Nah, it's wild, man. It's scary because obviously, like, Cardi's doing her thing, and you can't take away numbers, and she's actually making the sales, and she's making catchy songs because everyone will do it to dance to it. But
do you think that if Cardi B,
Lauryn Hill is, man, 100%.
Do you think if Cardi B changed her message, she'll sell the same? Do you think her fans will rock with her if she like decides, you know what, I ain't talking about my coochie no more. I ain't talking about coochie no more.
If she does it the right way, like, because she's so like loved anyway, she's gonna have diehard fans that are gonna do and fuck with her regardless, isn't it? She's got people will follow her. So if she switches up now and she says, "Oh, do you know what? Because of my baby's sake, or because of the young girls that I know are following me, I'm gonna just stop all of this and start that." People will look up to her even more because it'll be like, if she can do it, she's successful and she ain't gotta throw her pussy in everybody's face.
Mm.
But you know,
I don't think I listen to Cardi B enough to say that she doesn't have no songs that are positive. Because maybe she does. Maybe the only ones that we hear are the ones that
are... Not positive, maybe all of her songs are positive. But it's just the message that people are conveying. Because I can have a turn-up song, yeah? But I'm not listening to that turn-up song because of the context. I'm just turning up, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But with Lauryn Hill, some of her songs you can turn up to, but you're not really, you know, but most time there's definitely lyrics there. There's a message. There's certain kind of morals or there's a story. So you're actually taking in what she's trying to say. But if you take in what Cardi's saying and live that exact life without the means, you're trash, bro.
it's gonna.
That's mad.
Reality check soon and something.
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
But Kendrick. Okay, well, anyway, going back to the charting and all that stuff. Kendrick Lamar's Damn has now spent 200 consecutive weeks on the Billboard 200 top.
Yo.
It's cold. Apparently, I think it's like four more weeks and then it's like 4 years.
Yeah, but this is 2017 that came out. Yeah, it is. I asked it the other day because I was talking to someone about it. Yeah. But it's literally 2017 that it came out because I was in my first flat, literally living in Brooklyn.
But do you know he's competing with himself? Because I think, was it, what album?
Was it Good, Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City? To Pimp a Butterfly?
Yeah, I think it's To Pimp a Butterfly.
Any of them could have been up there, to be honest, let's not lie. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but he's basically, he's competing against himself, but I think
Even that, that's crazy. I could beat you, but it's gonna
But that's what anyway. I'm saying, like, I just feel like there are some artists, that, he don't have to release music. There was even a post on Reddit, that I commented on. They don't have to release music no more.
Saying Drake or Kendrick,
he's better.
Who's better?
Kendrick. Okay. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, that's not.
Have to think about that.
Yeah.
Fuck the police.
But I hate comparisons like that because it's like not even to throw shade to Drake, but obviously Kendrick.
If you said Kendrick or J. Cole, we have a big discussion on our hands.
Okay, go on.
Because J. Cole is cold and he's so articulate, and the way he structures his bars is just insane.
Why does someone have to be better than another other?
Not that better, like, it's just battle, right? Just for the sake of like discussing two artists.
Lyrically.
Okay, just as a rapper.
As a rapper.
Do you know
Kendrick,
what?
Kendrick,
yeah, because he's more dynamic with his flow, he's more interesting. He'll put on, like, if they were in the room battle rapping against each other,
it would be performance to see Kendrick. Yeah, see how his Grammy performance is. You ain't seen J. Cole do none of that. He's got a message. He's cold with it.
You'll be like, oh, that's deep. That's deep.
But you're just like, man looks like any other brother on the road, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you could, with him, he's genuine. You feel like you could chill and chat with him, innit? With Kendrick, he's a star, fam. Like, he's about to perform and blow your mind, fam.
So basically, you guys have confirmed, like, Kendrick is the best out now.
Yeah, I ain't gonna fucking.
But is Kendrick out now?
No, best rapper in this decade.
Right now, who's rapping?
Yeah, do you know what? Because 100%. Because the content, just everything, the whole package, the content, the delivery, the flow.
Yeah, like
the whole production, like
production of the whole album as a whole.
Exactly, like
you can listen to it front to back, fam. You can listen to his album from the first track. You don't need to skip that because it's the whole story. You'll feel like if you skip something, you're gonna miss something. So you gotta come back.
Yeah, and I feel like he's so underappreciated. Bro. Like, I can understand if Kendrick Lamar don't want to make new music no more because I feel like he's so underrated. Like, it's, you know what he's saying? It's so like prophetic, but it's like it's almost like people don't want to pay attention to it. They're just not listening to it. Like,
he's that kind of person that we look back on hindsight and go, "Oh my god, he was a prophet. He knew what he was saying."
Yeah.
Like, hopefully he don't become a Tupac, God forbid. But you know, the ones there where people, you know, obviously people rated him. Like, we have people who we rate him so much now. But it's not until they go on to do something else or they say, do you know what, I ain't even rapping no more. You man don't deserve me. Yeah. And then we go, so oh my God, how are you leaving us with all these hibbity cubbity, hibbity cubbity? And now I ain't got no normal dams to look forward to. Like,
he was doing all the Black Lives stuff long time ago.
Yeah. Before.
He made full albums of all the race stuff. Then the whole BLM thing happened.
Then it happened.
And everyone was calling him like.
That's the same thing that happened with J. Cole as well, though.
But look, the whole thing about it is that I was saying that documentary I watched on BBC, it's about songs that changed America, innit? And one of them was a whole series, a whole episode on the track that, We Gonna Be Alright.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people were singing it in protest and that? How it's literally like a, if you go back in time, it's gonna be like a strange fruit. Fucking Billie Holiday or Baltimore with like Nina Simone or like more recently Fight the Power what's it called, Flavor Flav and them guys, Public Enemy. Like, and it's true because even when I was at the things, like, there's certain songs that just make everybody feel together as a movement, and it's like you can feel like there's actually a message between it that's like, yo, we're gonna be alright, bro. Like, obviously we're going through madnesses now, there's hard times and fucked up shit's happening, but we gonna be all right. Like, it was crazy. And I don't know if he felt like him writing that, because I didn't even know that Pharrell actually helps a lot with that production of that song as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so Pharrell and someone else, I can't remember his name, and Kendrick obviously in the studio, and Pharrell was spitting like on it. Now that you deep it in it, you can hear it. Then Pharrell was saying something, and he was saying, aight. And then the guy was like, nah, like, He's like, aight, and he's like, all right. And then Pharrell was like, oh, what'd you say? We gonna be all right. And the guy didn't even say that. He said something, and then it sounded like that. And then they started saying that, and that's how it come, innit?
See, that's the spirit. Like, that's exactly.
The spirit and then to them. Change everything. Yeah. And obviously, then Kendrick came and laid his mad verses on it. You're just thinking, what? And then you look at the video as well, how it starts, how like the car's being carried, kind of like a hearse. Mm. Like the policemen are carrying the car, innit? So it's like a traffic stop could literally become your coffin. Like, it could be the last day you do something because you're in the car, and to everybody else that's just a mundane thing. Every day you go in your car, you jump out, you do this, you do that. But to us, it could be something different. Like, and that in itself is just powerful, and then people are using it now to just obviously spread awareness about it, and just like it's a song for the movement, isn't it? But yeah, that's, he's changing the world, bro. And now that you say that, what, 200 weeks, what, 4 more weeks, and
that's crazy.
Come on, man, there's only a few.
I wonder how he feels to be Kendrick Lamar. That's dope. Like, he's probably just sitting back thinking, see? I bet he's making music though.
But he said, be humble. Sit down. So he is. He probably is the humblest guy.
I bet he's. I don't think he cares about the money that much. Not about the money, but it's like, as in, he's been trying to tell people about, like, through his music, yeah. Obviously, you know, sometimes he has this is turn up songs, but like, I feel like majority of his music is him kind of like trying to teach people or guide people or like just have conversations with people, about his own experiences.
Tell stories and that. Do you know what I'm saying?
So I wonder if he feels like they're not listening. Like, did he give up or is he...
Well, no, the fact of the matter is we must be because man's been on it for 200 weeks and that's not true. Because of nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, maybe people don't want to go on like they're always being conscious, but people know a banger when there's a banger. And even though he doesn't... Like, because some people, like, can do the conscious thing, but because it sounds like they're preaching at you, you don't even want to listen to it too tough. But because he's got the banging tracks with it, the production is so cold, you can skank out to it and man's preaching to you at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, man's saying deep shit, but you're in the club turning up, fam. Not preaching, but in a... As, he's got a message. Yeah. He's got a message.
Yeah. To make you think. Yeah. Excuse me.
Same as, like, obviously preaching this more in a religious sense, innit? Yeah. But obviously man's just trying to tell you something, innit? He's trying to communicate with you, convey a message. Like, 100%, like, you feel it. You fuck with it. And he'll be standing for a long, long time, 100%, man.
Do you know, I saw this post on Reddit, yeah? It's like a list of rappers that I feel never need to drop music again. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Kanye West, years ago. J. Cole, Eminem, years ago. Jay-Z, years ago. And Rick Ross, because their catalogue's got so much quality and depth in it that it lasts a whole lifetime. I would agree with maybe Kendrick, J. Cole.
I can't really argue much with that, to be honest. Some of them, I'm not like that the catalogue is so good. It's just that you've saturated the market so much we don't need anymore.
Like Drake.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, I don't
you've
care.
You've got bangers. I'm not insulting you.
You're very good. You're the best.
You're very, very good at what you do, but you don't need a fucking album every 2 months, you know?
Yeah, like, let other people do it, man.
You just told him he's not the best.
No, he is, but
he's not the best.
Numbers.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a vibe.
They know. You all should know what we're talking about.
Jay, do your thing. All right, cool. Did you see Rick Ross's Tiny Desk?
Not yet. All my days. No.
Most sensational thing. Yeah. Wait, I don't wait. Okay, where do I start? Now, Rick Ross is this guy. I know we cussed him out, me and Lydia, you know, about the tasty thing. That was in relation to Britney, not in relation to his musical ability. Okay,
I didn't say a thing.
I did. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not taking it back because I still feel like, you know. But in terms of music, Rick Ross is a G.
Yeah, he's cold with
that,
it, man.
That Tiny Desk concert, yo, he was dope. His background singers.
Oh,
do you wanna watch it?
You're gassing me.
I wanna show it to you.
Yes, indeed, I do.
Hold on. We go and watch it. Oh, I should have found this from before. But it's a long video, though.
I'll watch off.
Okay. But yeah, no, it's
like, oh my god, that was amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I showed it to you now. Cut this and we edit it. Like, but yeah, no, okay, so I liked the concert. Yeah, it was dope. So it was Rick Ross. He performed I'm Not a Star, BMF, Super High.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what else he performed, but it was all like.
Did he do Dice Pineapples?
No, he didn't do that. Yeah, no. But yeah, he was.
That's the Martin music?
Yeah, he did Aston Martin music, yeah. Oh my days, but his background singers are so fucking extra. What was it? Was like, okay, this is my time. I've come here. I'm gonna be a star. One of them thought he was Cisco, fam. Yeah. And this is the thing, though, because I know Rick Ross, maybe he didn't know, but I'm sure he's pissed because they took a lot of attention away from Rick Ross, because I feel like Rick Ross himself was cold. But his background singers were all over the place. Sorry to say.
Oh, no, I'll definitely watch it. I got
pregnant. It's like, you try and watch it and, like, not pay attention to it, yeah? But then the guy comes to the front. It's like, hee, hee,
no.
When he does I'm Not a Star, though, yeah? Like, because I watched it at, like, 3 a.m. last night. Because, yeah. So, I'm Not a Star came and I was, like, in my bed, like... It's lit. Like, I think that was my favorite part of the performance.
Okay, song. I definitely want to play. Yeah, I love Tiny Desk, man. That's what I say every episode. But them man got me through lockdown. Oh my days!
And he just done it so regal. Like, he had his throne. Like, no one can deny that Rick Ross is a boss. You know.
Yeah, he is a boss.
He belongs outside Tasty. They will take you back to a castle. Come to my house, Range Rover. You say, one 8-bedroom house in Hertfordshire. Rick Ross will bring you to. That's what it looked like. It looked. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's real
bow
shit.
Yeah,
Rick Ross.
Yeah, so go check it out, man. It's an interesting performance. It's good. It's definitely one for the books.
For the books.
Rick Ross is cold though. I think that's why he can get away with like all his like.
Fuckery.
Questionability, yeah. But like you have to be like that. Rock and roll. Oh, Fela Kuti is inducted to the is a nominee to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, you love Fela Kuti.
I think there's other people as well: Jay-Z, LL Cool J, Mary J. Blige, Chaka Khan, and Dionne Warwick. Also up for. Ooh. I know, it's tricky when you have it in comparison.
Only with Dionne Warwick and him, because them men are too young for that, to be honest.
Yeah, right? They can't. Jay-Z can't get it before Fela. Listen, Fela.
Yeah, come on, let's be real.
Yeah,
he Fela deserves that.
He deserves it. It's his time, to be
out
honest.
Out of them, and then Didi can get it, you know. Then, who was it?
Lella and then Chaka Khan.
Then Chaka Khan,
Khan
deserves one.
Okay.
Fela number one right there.
And listen, I feel like...
Legend.
Just even for his... Not only his musical... expertise, if you like,
the innovation, the artistry,
but his context, like his message,
what
like,
he was saying, yeah,
what he stood for in his time, everything that he went through as well. Just alone, if you've got like people that
alone
that sang about the civil rights movement for black people in America, Fela Kuti is one of those people for Nigeria, for Africa in general, yeah, to be 100%. Honest, you know what I'm saying? So,
a massive voice, in that time.
So he needs to win. 100%. If you're listening, whoever. Is in charge of it. I'm telling you now, if you don't do it,
we're gonna make you a zombie.
Zombie. Din, 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 din. Water. Not getting me. Okay. What do you call it? Meek Mill and Sex Position get into an altercation.
How the hell you gonna say that right after we're talking about a king like fella?
I know, so it's
talking true. About these rats and cats. What the hell?
You're absolutely right. Oh no,
seriously,
didn't do the flow properly.
Mickey Mouse, and what is it? What's his Squeaky 6ix9ine?
No, we're not. If you don't say his name, don't condone his behavior. Baltimore. Maybe you should call him Baltimore.
Voldemort.
Wait, even though, is that? Have you seen Harry Potter?
Not even, but I know. Do you know what I mean?
I'm embarrassed. Cool, well, yeah. Meek Mill gets into an altercation with his arch nemesis, the Joker.
I didn't.
Now, do you know what? Everyone needs an arch nemesis. Like, if Meek Mill's the superhero, that's who he is, though. Like, no, that's some villain out to destroy his life.
Down, bro. Bro, I couldn't even watch the video. I couldn't watch the full video. I just said, I saw him shouting, yeah, you would. Swipe. See you later, mate.
God, later, and he uses the N-word so freely. So freely. Like, who are you, bro? Anyway, I just think I bring it up. because of the conversation surrounding that situation. Yeah. So obviously, a lot of people are saying that Meek is a street guy. He talks about the street stuff. He should have handled it the street way.
Bro.
WAC 100, like, who's like a hip hop manager, like people like The Game and what, or whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he called out Meek Mill and basically said, if you talk, if you rap about it, if you say you about it, you gotta be about it no matter what. That's my American accent.
You want me to let a rap put me into the can?
Do you know what I'm saying? For, over what?
Over what? What was it even? Shut up.
Yeah, come
man.
On.
I'm not about it anymore. You didn't see my documentary of me trying to get out of prison. Now you want me to go back?
Yeah.
For doing a bloody wheelie. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bro.
People actually want to shit on this for the clout, you know? If you about the hood, shut the hell up.
Yeah, after hood. Like, Meek Mill is actively trying to do things to get people out of the hood. Or that, like, I know obviously
even
he makes
my
music.
Cases,
he'll go back and forth with Wack 100 and say that he'll fight him.
Oh my days.
So look.
Is he not talking the war? He's talking war.
They're all clowns, fam.
He's
I didn't even know
he's
that.
He's talking war, so people
yeah.
are expecting
okay,
him to
listen.
Be about it.
He's Meek Mill is.
They're all just moving. Damn.
Okay, but do you know what? Can we just stop? Can people stop taking social media so seriously? We all know that just because somebody says it on Twitter, it's even the people that get so offended. You're the dickhead, yeah? Just because somebody said, I'm going to box you up on Twitter. You're like, come box me up then. If they're not coming to you, all you know is just Twitter. It don't mean nothing. Does that mean someone should go to prison?
He said he'll punch up these guys.
It doesn't matter.
I was like running at him. And security was holding him back.
Okay, do you know what? Meek Mill don't help himself. he don't help himself.
Don't think about
but
it.
But at the same time,
no, they're all clowns.
This is all like jarring. Or holding him back this small way.
You know what? I didn't even fully watch the whole video, you know?
That was stupid. It's basically 6ix9ine we showing like, haha, you fed ass. You fed. Look, he fed. Pussy ass nigga. Pussy ass nigga, you fed. That's it.
Like,
technically,
I did watch it.
Yeah, you didn't see nothing else. And then Meek Mill posted, like, yeah, spit on here. Like, what are you doing, grown ass men? Do you know what
that's
Meek Mill should have done?
Think, like,
Meek Mill
should have just said, can, so he should even be talking to my man.
Yeah.
And he just come out of the can, so he needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Or he should have just got in his car and left.
Like, who wants to go back into the bin for nothing? For nothing, bro. For like,
imagine sitting in prison thinking that it's 6ix9ine that put you in prison.
I thought the thing was a lockdown anyway. Why are they even in clubs? I thought we would like. I don't even know what's going on. Yeah. Linking up outside clubs.
It's true. Maybe that's karma. Maybe you should stay your ass home.
Stay your ass at home.
Oh, imagine 6ix9ine. When are we gonna get? When is he? When are we gonna get rid of him? Like, what happens? Maybe we need to not talk about him. Like, this is a big mistake. This whole conversation. Like, oh my god.
Forget about him.
But I feel sorry for Meek Mill though. I feel like maybe he doesn't know how to articulate himself other than all that hood stuff. So maybe he don't really want to fight no one, but he don't know how to articulate himself. Like, do you think he'd be pussy if he said, okay, I'm gonna get a restraining order? Because some people be like, you from the streets, you can't go to court.
See, yeah, they get peas, bro. They should be good. I don't even know why they're in dramas. What's a business? Start a company or something.
Yeah, but obviously he's doing it. Sex Position's doing it because he needs clout.
He just shut up, bro. I just walk away. Like, I'm like, what are you gonna do? You're clearly a bitch.
Yeah, that's what Fingy said.
I'm
yeah.
To
like security.
Why are you holding him back?
Yeah, let him run.
Let him.
What's he gonna do?
He's hyping. Move. No one's. Let him do.
Let's say Bruce Almighty, like, fucking clear the way, bitch. What now?
It's true. I wonder what would happen if that happened. He'd just be like, what would he do? And then if he hit him, he'd just slap him on the floor and say self-defense.
That's what I'm saying.
Just don't.
He ain't gonna go to jail for that.
These big men, you know, like, God, come on, man. Hold me back, you know.
It's true. You know what? I don't, people...
Shouting for him, they're both filming.
If anyone watches
that's why
this,
it's
yeah? Leaky, if any of you hip hoppers watch this, I don't know, yeah? But if 6ix9ine comes at you, yeah? Just let him come.
Do you know what he's doing with 6ix9ine? If Meek said that, security stepped back. 6ix9ine would have came to Meek's face with his phone. He wouldn't have
literally.
Him. He would have said, "Yeah, nigga,
I'm in your face.
I'm in your
what
face.
You gonna do?
And
nothing about it."
Instagram and then go home.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
He was not gonna.
They'll be saving
no
the quick. Make sure,
save. Yeah, I was in his face. He didn't do shit.
See, and then the next day, I'll be like, I stepped to Meek, look.
Yeah, yeah, literally. And then Meek will be like, what had really happened was, I get the wide angle. Meek's just like,
That's basically what happened. Go away. Anyway, to be honest, but
it's just.
I'm telling you, everything was for a camera.
Yeah, because the fact that they even both had it out.
Do you think that 6ix9ine is a fed?
What's the next topic?
Janet Jackson says she's so thankful for thanks. Oh yeah, Janet Jackson gets an apology from Justin Timberlake.
For the titty thing?
For the titty thing, and also Britney Spears as well.
Like 20 years later?
Yeah.
What?
So basically, it was some documentary on Britney Spears that came out on the New York
Times. Oh, okay, I've seen a little article on it. I haven't seen it yet, actually, though, yeah.
And then, I don't know...
her dad's being some dick, her dad's...
The whole conservation thing. It's quite deep, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for her.
Oh, Pete.
Yeah, but... we'll get into that another day. But Justin Timberlake basically apologised to Britney for, like, the backlash. Because you know how they split up because apparently she cheated on him? Then everybody hated her. She got a lot of backlash for it. So he apologised to her because of that. But he also apologised to Janet Jackson for, like, showing her titty on the Super Bowl.
Did he do it on purpose, though? I feel like it was a bit of a malfunction, but he kind of just like, he's just looking at it.
The issue was
because... he didn't clear that titty. Hey, bitch, you get behind me. He was just like, a Super Bowl titty.
Literally. I feel like maybe it was done on purpose. Because, like, he...
kind of, like, comes across to her, like...
She got a lot of stick for it. And she got cancelled in a lot of places because of it. Like, her career kind of went a bit downhill after that. Which is weird because you'd think that sex sells or they love this stuff. Like, if this was nowadays.
Yeah. That would be nothing. The most recent Super Bowl is a testament to the fact that they don't give a fuck no more. They was basically stripping.
Yeah.
On pause. Everyone's kids was like, Mommy, I'm trying to watch.
I didn't even watch it.
No, Harry, no.
I didn't even watch it. But I remember J-Lo's performance at the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah, so I'm talking about J-Lo and Shakira.
That Super Bowl performance has been like, whoa. Yeah, I was like,
what?
Kids
in the audience. What the hell? And all the husbands, the footballers can't concentrate. I can't concentrate. Shit. What the hell?
It was a lot, yeah. So, but it's just weird that she got cancelled because of it, but nothing happened to him, even though he's the one who exposed, literally ripped her tee off. So, I think he apologized to her because of all the palaver that he caused and stuff. But he was like, you know, I want to apologize to both Janet Jackson and Britney Spears individually. I'm so sorry. So, instead of apologising to them individually, he apologised to them together in the same sentence, in the same letter. I just getting weird vibes from Justin Timberlake recently.
And he wrote it.
Yeah. And I used to love Justin Timberlake. Like, his first album, Justified, that will forever be my...
I love Justin Timberlake. That will
ever be my jam.
He's just saying it because you don't want to get cancelled.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
He's preparing for the Twitter.
Let's be smart. Like, we live in a day and age now where your old mistakes will come the fuck back and haunt your ass.
He's like, oh no, Britney's gonna be free.
Yeah, literally.
And it's sorry before she exposes me.
Yeah. And then he gets sued, and now he's the bad guy. When really, truly, he's just been like, suit and tie. I'm just going on the floor tonight. Yeah, and everyone's be thinking, oh my god, he's so sweet.
But no. He's a wicked man.
You're ripping out titties and being a bitch. Yeah, you say so. He said, but I said sorry. Everyone be like, it's true. He did apologize. And it is written.
He acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Cancel culture is wrong.
It's crazy. He's shook, bro. He's thinking, what if he's sorry? If he was sorry, call me, bro. We in Hollywood. Everybody got each other's numbers.
To be fair, Britney said that she don't have no grudges.
That's what I'm saying. It's like 20 years later. Yeah. I'm literally saying it for the receipts of, I said sorry, though. Yeah.
Wow, she's got bigger fish to
right, yeah.
She's thinking about her dad that's doing the mum.
Yeah, she's thinking about getting her babies
back. Janet Jackson was related to Michael Jackson. I'm busy.
So mad, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm bloody busy now, man. Looking after my crazy dad's brother's kids. What the fuck?
Did anybody's kid? No, let me say that. Megan Thee Stallion reveals that she's graduating from college in the fall.
Megan
Thee Stallion. Like it because a lot of people have chatted to her for her, sometimes even myself included. But it's dope to see that regardless, she's doing her thing and she's graduating from school.
Do you know what she studied?
Health administration.
Oh, right.
So she's gonna open up like a health center, like Like a care it. Home. Like, yeah, like a care home for people. Nice. Yeah, in my hometown.
That's it.
Yeah, so I think that's
okay,
so dope.
Big
so
if you actually get home. A platform, regardless of what you are saying on your platform, if you're actually making big moves.
Yeah, like to help people in your community.
Yeah, that's what the mission is, really and truly, man. Mm. Big up your people, man.
Because, you know, sometimes you look at rappers. I feel like everything she's done is for the bag so that she can invest in whatever she needs to do for the future.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? There's some people that are just rapping because they don't know what they want to do. Like,
yeah, well, she's got a plan. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what sets her from a lot of, apart from a lot of these other rappers and stuff. So big up yourself.
Yeah, man.
One of the only rappers out there to be doing your thing and in college at the same time. So, yeah.
And she's doing major shit right now as well. So she's studying at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jim Jones says Dipset's run circles around Drake's OVO's 40. Yeah. So Jim Jones threw shade at OVO 40 and that. But it's because they're taking credit for something that he did.
Oh, what did he do?
So basically, and I only found this out a couple days ago when I watched the Joe Budden podcast. So basically, like, Jim Jones created a software, or he has this thing where he can record two people in like a different location but in real time without like any like playback or whatever. What's the word?
Latency,
that's the word, sorry. And stuff. Yeah. So, and then he was doing that like last year during the first pandemic and all that stuff. And then I think a couple weeks ago, 40 sat with like an interviewer or whatever, and then he basically said like, yeah man, we discovered this way to like, so I think James Jones was like, well, we've been doing that from before.
Oh, you know, so one of those things is that, bro, just if you didn't create it, at least big up who did create it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But he's an old man compared to him anyway. It's a whole different era.
No, yeah, but if you think about what you're saying, Dipset and Ovi are both two camps.
Yeah.
So it's like two like move music movements.
And to be fair, in terms of influence, Dipset probably wins that. Because Drake is the star.
It's the only one.
Yeah, that's what I was even thinking. Like Dipset was to me a group of people, wasn't it?
Party Next Door wrote a lot of the records, but Drake is the
Who else is in OVO? That's the educator.
That's it,
yeah. Yeah, like, real talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Jones, you right.
Roy Woods. Yeah. But yeah, like, but I feel bad for Jim Jones because he's like an old, like you said, he's an older.
Yeah,
in the
he's
game.
Older. That's what was.
But
like
I didn't realize that
two
Jim
different
Jones.
Times.
But this is what I'm saying. I didn't realize that Jim Jones was so active. Maybe this is my ignorance. Maybe I didn't do enough research into all of this stuff here. But watching that podcast, I was like, wow, he does a lot. Like, so, and then he feels like it's been happening to him a lot. Like, he's been making moves behind the scenes,
doing
all
major
these,
things, and people.
And then,
but
people
credit.
Always that's like fucked, come and man. Take the credit for it. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting.
That's the most kind of fucked up thing as well, when you put in the work and you're actually getting good results from it. So good that people are using it as well, but they're not giving you the credit that
but, I mean,
you
that's
started
just,
it. Like, it's fucked up life, isn't it? Well, it's just OVO who's doing it. But obviously, now that that's a 30 minute.
Yeah.
Two people recording that one time with no latency.
Yeah,
that's major.
And the thing is, like, he's been doing it since last year, but obviously, I guess he feels a way, like, when Drake's camp talks about it, it's like everyone goes crazy, but he's been doing it for time. But I also feel like Jimmy Jones, maybe he don't speak in, I'm like,
but I'm saying that if he said it, say he was in his pinnacle now and Drake was at his pinnacle now and this was happening, I can completely understand, like, but he's not been doing what Dipset was doing years ago.
Yeah.
So if he says something, I don't know why he would really and truly expect the same hype behind it.
Yeah, maybe it's because he's more like, he just does it for business.
Yeah, like, but if okay, in business circles, everyone probably knows your name. They probably know that you created.
Yeah,
if they don't,
legit,
then you're not, like, you haven't got the right kind of promotion going around.
Yeah.
Or you haven't got the right people in your team getting it around. Because if it's business and you're making major moves like that and you're making money from it, then surely you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But if it's not in everyone's mouth in terms of social media, as a businessman, why the hell would you even care? Unless it's something like an app.
I don't think he cares.
Out, like,
I don't
well,
think
you do because you're going on a podcast.
No, I don't think he cares. I think he's just speaking on it. But I just think it's interesting. I just did it to bring light to Jim Jones and the fact that he's been doing his thing before. Yeah.
It's interesting still.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Rihanna goes topless for Savage Fenty.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. The popcorn thing.
Yeah. But she got a lot of backlash for it, you know. Did you see it? Because she's wearing the Ganesh chain. Oh. Yeah, so like if you go on a post on like Twitter or maybe even Instagram, yeah, there's just bare like Indian or like, oh, I think it's Hinduism, isn't it?
Hindu, yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, that's my favorite ticket. But the thing is, there's a lot of people, their faith, you need to take it off, you need to stop culturally appropriating. Like, there's a lot of people, especially black people, yeah, that are like, well, get over it. She's not doing the, like, that are defending Rihanna's use of wearing it. And I just feel like, no.
No, I don't. I thought when I switched to that clock, but then I'm like, bro, there's a time that you do. If their faith is modesty, yeah, if that's a big part of their faith, yeah, don't take a picture doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you do, if you didn't mean to do it and you can understand your mistake, then apologise for it and retake a picture.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it's not hard for you to take a picture.
Or Photoshop it out.
Everybody's naked every day. Take another picture, bitch. You Rihanna. You got a photographer.
I do think it's kind of disrespectful. And as a, as like a black woman, I can't sit here and be like, well, she can do what she wants. Because I feel
the picture's cold as well. Just retake it.
Yeah. It was a nice picture.
Then people see, okay, cool. You saw you made a mistake and now you've rectified it.
Exactly.
If you just leave it up, you're shitting on people's religion and people that will maybe want your fans.
I remember she had an issue with doing this before in like one of her ad campaigns for Savage Fenty.
When she wore the hijab.
Not... maybe that too, yeah, but she was playing a song, so I can't, I don't know what it is, but it's like a Muslim prayer song, and she was playing it in one of her like catwalk shows, and a lot of people were outraged about it.
Oh,
I don't know, she just don't give a damn.
She needs to,
that's
kind of
yeah.
But a lot I of like Rihanna as well, man. I like Rihanna. Public shop.
Her Savage Fenty brand was now is now valued at $1 billion. Crazy. Crazy.
Shout me, Riri.
Honestly. That means, I think she, you know, like, businesses can, like, get funded.
She closed the
Fenty fashion clothing line. Okay. But Savage Fenty, so, like, her lingerie line. Well. Yeah,
she's probably just thinking, 1 billion. It's probably selling stuff where she's like, it's not selling enough compared to what this is.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm gonna put all my attention on the billions, bitch. You can have the 100,000.
She raised, like, 58 million worth of funding.
Bruh!
Yeah. That's mad. Very mad.
If you can be like that in your like business and stuff, like considering all that, getting things to people to put their things towards you and have faith in you, then be considerate about other faiths.
Yeah, it's true. It's
goodness
not fair.
Me. That's so mad.
If they ask you to remove it...
just remove it, bro.
Like, when the Kardashians have, like, their braids and stuff, yeah, and we don't like it, like, we expect everybody to be on our side and say, yeah, Khloe, take off those braids.
Yeah.
Or at least pick up where you get it from. Not, you know...
double standards, man.
Yeah, that really. And the thing is, we're always saying, oh, this culture's not on our side and this culture's not on our side. Okay, cool. But maybe it's time for us to just start showing some solidarity. Like, if someone's doing something that's offensive to another culture...
yeah, you don't have
don't,
to be...
even, just don't get involved.
You,
just
don't, you don't have to be from that culture to be like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that...
I just see a lot of
your silence is violence.
Mm-hmm. No, but sometimes just stay silent.
In certain things,
if I'm not Hindu, man. And that's not offensive to me, I can't tell people to be quiet and not be offended because I don't know what.
Yeah, not. So I'm saying not to not say nothing, but to say you can't go around offending people, whether I'm Hindu or not. If a Hindu person is offended, like rectify it. Basically, yeah, what I'm trying to 100%. Say is have the voice to say that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm trying to say. Because if everyone stays on a quiet thing, then nothing will have to change, and people are just going to keep wearing Ganesh Ting between titties and...
Ganesh Ting between titties.
You know? Rude.
Okay, cool. Twitter's Jack Dorsey and Jay-Z announced new trust for further Bitcoin development. Now, obviously, we have a little bit of cryptocurrency news every week. This particular fund is worth 500 million Bitcoin or something.
Jeez!
Just reading that.
Yeah, it's gonna go to Africa and Asia. Yeah, Africa and Asia to build like develop their cryptocurrency.
What?
Yeah. So yeah. So Jack from Twitter, he tweeted, "Jay-Z and I are giving 500 Bitcoin to a new endorsement name, B Trust, to fund Bitcoin development. Initially focused on teams in Africa and India, it will be set up as a blind, irrevocable trust, taking zero direction from us." We need 3 board members to start. Maybe I should apply.
That's a sick, sick move, though.
And you know what? I'm happy that this cryptocurrency thing is going to Africa, because my mum was telling me that there's some app in Nigeria that one of my uncles is using. Basically, you can put like a certain amount of crypto in this account. I forgot what it's called. If I find out, I'll say I'll put it in the link, but do I ever? what do you call it? Yeah, but they pay you every single day that you have this Bitcoin. I can't remember how she explained it, but it's nice to know that it's not just developed countries that are getting...
It's going to be forward thinking, a lot of innovation.
Yeah. But that's my Bitcoin news for today. Yeah, maybe it's time to invest more money every week. Yeah.
Big man Jay-Z. He's always been making the big moves anyway, bro. Kanye... He knows where to put his money.
Yeah, he knows where to put his money, innit?
Bloody hell.
Damn it. I want to read whatever newspaper he's reading. Kanye West's 1995 paintings appraised for $20,000. Oh, and reportedly sold to art collector. Wow, that's dope. Have you seen his paintings?
No.
They're really dope, you know? Like, Kanye West is a genius. He's like an artistic genius.
His daughter can paint as well.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say as well. You know Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going on his show. But he passed away now, innit? Yeah, the ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah.
That noise stuff.
Yeah, but he does it for painting.
Yeah, and he's like, he talks really something.
Yeah.
And now we're gonna put some strokes off some watercolors.
And then do a lovely. But apparently, North is going on his show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, don't know if
the
it's painting
still
that
show. She done was actually really good.
Yeah, she's a genius. I think she's got her dad's her dad's skill. But yeah, Kanye was
a bear. Kanye this week as well, man. He was
What's put you in a Kanye mood?
To production, because I got some new production software, so I've just been listening to like different producers and just their takes on it.
Are you trying to get to producing?
Yeah. So I was watching a thing on Kanye because he's a lot of his production.
On who?
Kanye West.
Okay.
Because he's mostly with like voices, isn't it? So a lot of his production is voice based. So you get someone to sing. And then use a lot of that with loops and things that you'd think was like a drum pad or like the actual instrument. It's just someone's voice. It's amazing. Like some of the songs, you're just like, when you're like actually deep in it and you can hear it, you're like, this guy was just gifted, bro.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, obviously, he's still starting out, but his old music. Fucking
yeah. Up. I don't know why. I don't know what changes in people. Maybe they have like it in them and then they let it go, and then
just
it's
life
just not the same
anymore. Man, certain things he ain't got nothing to say no more. He's going through this at this time,
yeah.
And obviously he's been diagnosed with certain things since he's had kid. He's got different things to say, and he's just maybe I don't think.
But he's definitely genius level. I just feel like he's one of these all round creatives. That's why you can't control him. Like someone that who thinks that they can do everything, that's it. Like KSI launches the online takeover label.
Okay.
Yeah, so UK rap star KSI has launched his own label. The online takeover has been established in partnership with KSI's manager and owner of Papa Loud Music, Mamas Taylor.
So what, they're going to be like signing YouTube artists and that?
Well
done for that.
Yeah.
It's online, isn't it?
The first artist signed to the label is 19-year-old.
Musicians.
YouTube musicians. The musicians.
No, I think he's own music. Like, looking at my resume. So his first one is Ayanna Lee. The first artist signed to the label was 19-year-old singer-songwriter Ayanna Lee, niece of David Ruffin from The Temptations. And the granddaughter of Motown legend Jimmy Ruffin. Ayanna Lee has co-written and recorded with the likes of Swag Relicious, Jeff Gitti. I don't know how to say that name. Now I want to hear what she said. Oh, is this her? Okay, do you know what? Yeah, I don't really listen to KSI's rap music.
No, why?
If he signs good artists, then I'm behind it. If he signs YouTubers,
no, some of the YouTubers are actually good rappers, but they just
do you know who YouTubers
like, release on charts? They were obviously weren't. But
do you know which YouTuber I believe really wants should do music?
Who?
Philly.
It's Philly and Chunks. They are.
Yeah, Chunks. Chunks is dope. But Philly, he needs to be a singer.
He raps.
No. Philly, he sings. He sings it in French. What language is it?
Spanish.
what language is it?
French.
Yeah.
He's Colombian, yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean he's cold? And he knows all the the riffs and the melodies. Like, he really experiments. Like, you know, I feel like some YouTubers, they take the easy way. Am I chatting shit?
Who are you talking about?
Changs and Philly.
Young Philly, innit?
He
don't sing like that. He's
no, he sang. No, Solomon, am I guessing?
He's on that shit, isn't it? Hold you down.
He sang.
I love Philly. I actually love them both.
Because you
so
know there
much.
Some YouTubers, you just know that they're just doing this for the bag. Like, they'll just come and they'll just be singing, rapping, whatever, anything, yeah. But that song, yeah, in particular, I just feel like they really tried.
Yeah.
So, I'm not against YouTubers making music, yeah? But if you're going to do it, please take it seriously. Don't just do it because you want to make music. Do it because you like it, you know?
Even Chunks, man, he's a banging singer, man. He's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
Like, he even sings, like, just randomly in his videos.
Is it?
He's
I'm going to start doing that, too. The camera was like, the camera said, nah. All right, cool. Well, cool. Let's talk about marijuana. Oh. When I am is investing in a CBD line. See, is this investing?
Wait,
brand.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Will I am.
So, yeah, so last year, Will I Am, along with a slew of other celebrities, including Justin Bieber, invested in vegan CBD brand VAAY. The German startup offers a range of products such as CBD infused bath bombs and oils, and is available in both UK and Germany.
CBD.
So, like, CBD is kind of like...
Yeah, I know the medicinal side.
It's used for pain relief, relaxation, general well-being, sleep aid, to fight inflammation, yeah. Muscle relaxation.
Seizures.
I'm not going to lie to you. If it's not THC, I'm not really...
Yeah. I'm here for it, baby. If you need it and need medicinally, you're good for the CBT thing, or you just want to cool off, or you need your back turning or whatever, yeah, pop that, baby. But if you add some THC... Shout me.
You'll be alright.
When obviously
you're gonna be alright.
When it's all legality.
Yeah. Okay? No, I don't like CBD. I remember I went to Greece, yeah. One time, like, I went to Greece for my 30th, yeah, by myself. And I was so gassed. And then there was a shop that had all the weed paraphernalia around it, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a weed shop.
Where did you go?
Where?
Yeah.
Heraklion.
Oh.
Yeah,
Rhodes.
Rhodes. Nice, that sounds nice. No, I've been there. I went to Heraklion. It was nice, it was peaceful. The water was beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Greece is amazing.
I think it's the sea in Greece that does it for me. It's
bro.
The sea.
So
like,
blue and
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the best sea that I've ever seen
ever
in my life.
Yeah. We were like, Rhodes is like on the coast, isn't it? So it's like right on the edge. And if you go right to the edge where we were, you can see Turkey in the distance.
Is it?
Amazing. Our hotel was on the beach.
Do you know, honestly,
beautiful.
Greece is the only European country that I'm interested in visiting again.
Is Malta? No, Malta.
Is it Spain? Like, sort of Spain side.
Where?
Malta.
No, Malta's between North Africa and Italy.
Oh.
So technically it's near Europe, but it's not really. They speak like Maltese. It's kind of like a mix between like Arabic.
Mm. Why do I think Malta was Spain?
People always do though. But Malta's
because Spain has a lot of colonies towards North Africa, like the Canary Islands and stuff. They've got like a lot of colonies towards.
I think Malta got like done over by most countries
because
it's like a pit stop country, isn't it? So a lot of trade goes through there.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of piers there because it's an island, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's like two islands, Togo and Malta.
Oh, all this talk of countries, I want to travel.
Just me. Soon coming a fly out. Oh,
gosh. I really pray so. Anyway, yeah, so Will I Am CBD brand. Also, Ice Cube is launching a new marijuana line called Friday Kush. Friday Kush. I just feel like he should have done this a long time ago. Like, it makes so much sense.
That's lit.
Just, and I like the fact that he called it Friday Kush because obviously Friday the film,
Friday.
Yeah, so Friday Kush is made with that good stuff, as in it's 46.2% THC and 10% CBD. If you're in, it was only in America though, obviously.
That's gonna get you. Yeah. Wild stuff, bro.
That's lit. Oh, sometimes I just wish I could be in America for certain things, man. God, it's not fair. Anyway, cool. And finally, guys, some TV news and all that stuff. You know, I like to talk about what to watch and stuff. There's a new documentary coming out, and it's on none other than the Notorious B.I.G.
Oi!
Yeah. It's called I Got a Story to Tell.
Oh, and he most definitely did. Still. Yeah, I'll be interested to watch it. When's it coming out, do you know?
I think it was produced by P. Diddy.
So it's
and it's coming in March, yeah.
Yeah. Perspective of someone who did it. I don't think
so. Okay, so the The documentary was executive produced by Biggie's mother, Violetta Wallace.
Yep.
Who worked alongside the iconic rapper Sean Diddy Combs. Yeah.
That's gonna be sick.
According to Netflix, the film will cover Biggie Smalls' formative years and track his rise to prominence.
I'm gassed.
Yeah, me too.
I'm fucking gassed for that, bro.
Who shut ya? Separate the weak from the obsolete heart creep. This book.
See, you know, even that bar there. Anyways. Let's wrap us up.
Anyway, guys. Make sure you go and check out all the stuff that we talked about. Drop your comments if you got anything to say. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe and obviously follow us on all our socials.
Yeah, that's the notifications on. We finna be back every week, you know.
Every week ain't never gonna stop my flow.
Let's get it.